Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com. We also welcome all of those joining us through BlogTalkRadio.com, whether it's through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Photographer Dirty Rockstar is joining us live to talk to us not only about his art, but also the journey to sharing it. He's here to tell us a little bit about what inspires him, what he hopes you're able to take away from the art that he's able to create, and also what his advice is for anybody who has a dream when it comes to following it. Dirty Rockstar, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thanks, Iris.
Hey. Well, thanks a lot for being on with us. I think your story is one. When I saw your work, I thought, wow, this is amazing. And I was really excited that I had the opportunity to be able to speak with you. Before we let our listeners know how they can see some of your work and what it conveys, talk to us about what this journey has been like for you. Because I have to say I have found in doing this show that when it comes to any form of art, that there is always something powerful behind it. What first led you to photography?
I started out, believe it or not, back in junior high school, you know, when this is, we're talking about in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Not to kind of, you know, tell everybody how old I am, but, you know, I started, like anybody else in film.
Yeah.
So, you know, junior high school, I took that, you know, for a couple of years, and as soon as I picked up the camera, it just felt right, you know, mm-hmm. kind of document the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and as you were documenting the world, that's an interesting way of putting it. As you were documenting the world, did you also find that it was a way, really, because you were in control? You were in control of the picture that all of us were able to see. Did you also see that as a way of documenting what was important to you at the time?
Definitely, definitely. You know, I mean, I love especially you know when to capture people. You know how the expressions look. You know, and then you show them, and then they'll give a smile. You know, it's like I always tell people, you don't smile the same way every time. You know,
right.
You always have a different smile. So, I love capturing that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then to me to share that to people and to share, you know, like I guess to their families is like, wow, you know, it's different. Like I've never seen that person smile before. You know, so
right.
That's definitely important to me. So,
yeah. So Dirty Rockstar, tell me about this because I have. In you know, in getting ready for this segment with you, of course, you know, I was on your site. Of course, I keep up with you on the social networking sites, and I'm sure our listeners will do that as well when we tell them how they can stay in contact with you. Did you think that other people would care? Because I think a lot of times what we love is sometimes so personal for us. Did you think that there would be people who would have the reaction that they've had about your work and what you're doing?
Not at all. I mean, I know, like you said, we do kind of like what we see, and then when we see something different, you're like, well, I don't know about that, you know. Again, it all depends. I mean, to me, it's just for me to be able to share it to people, whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll go back and say, well, wait a second, maybe I missed something, you know, and let me look at it again, and then it's like, oh, okay, there is something there. But for me, it's just as long as I can create it, I'm not really, you know, I'm not gung-ho about whether people like it or not. I'm just there to kind of just say, hey, well, here it is.
Right.
You know?
And so as you've been able to do just that, as you've been able to show your work, and as you have been able to get a response, is that just a side effect of your being able to do the creative process that you love so much?
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, I love when people critique me because it just makes me want to get better at what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, when people say, well, I didn't like the colors, and I say, well, what don't you like about the colors? You know, maybe I can change it up a little bit. And that's what fascinates me about, you know, our technology now, you know, when it comes to Photoshop. I mean, Adobe Photoshop has come a long way. You know, I think I barely use maybe 10% of what we can use in Photoshop, you know. And it's fun and challenging at the same time.
Right, right. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online through dcnowradio.com or through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with photographer Dirty Rockstar. He's talking to us not only about this journey for him that he tells us it really began in middle school for him, but then to be able to control the picture, to be able to be his own creator of sort, being able to capture what matters to him is what he's been able to do now through pictures. And now the side effect of that, as we were just talking about, is that other people are able to enjoy it as well. So how would you categorize your particular style of photography?
I look at it more of an alternative type of high fashion. I don't know whether it's a new genre I'm trying to put out there, but that's just the way I look at it. I mean, alternative is a broad sort of genre. You know, I mean, when you talk about alternative in music, the first thing that comes out of your mind is Nirvana, right? You know, Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, stuff like that, where it's the grunge, you know, years, and that's what I'm trying to incorporate into my I guess the style of photography that I'm doing, you know, like I said, you know, my bio, I mean, the first thing I say is, like, why can't we mix, you know, the whites and the reds when you're doing laundry? Why can't we? You know, why can't we do that? Why? Because we've been taught by our parents to not do that, you know. So I'm just trying to go out there and say, look, you can do it, you know. No one ever tells you to stop doing it, or no one ever says, hey, you can't do that. It's like, why not? It's camera. I'm the one in charge of it. I'm the one taking pictures. Why can't I do that?
Right. And is it that form of control that is really liberating for you in a sense, that you are not defined by what people see as a norm?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I love people's reaction when you know, like, especially when I'm on a photo shoot. And as soon as, you know, I love showing the raw files to, you know, to my clients, because I think it's important. I think it's important for them to see, or, you know, before the finished product, and they're like, wow, that is me, you know? Like, I just post that, and I love seeing their face, you know, when they smile about it, and it's like, well, this is the type of, you know, what I'm trying to create for you.
Right, right. And you know, Dirty Rockstar, I think, too, and the photography that we're going to be able to show in Conversations of the Magazine in just a couple of months in our summer issue is also fascinating. I think it goes to what I was trying to say earlier about bringing attention to causes that matter to you. Talk to us about, because I feel, and just to use as an example, this opportunity that I have here on the radio and online, I see this as an opportunity not only to introduce individuals like yourself, but also to bring attention to things that I care about and things that I want to bring a spotlight onto. Do you see that as another sliver of the work that you do? Because, of course, it is a business, but also it's an opportunity. It's almost a microphone for you as an artist to be able to bring attention to things that matter to you. Talk to us about how you use that microphone to bring attention to those type of causes.
Geez, man, it's so many things to talk about, especially the way you put it. I just, you know, hands down, I love photography. I mean, that's what I always tell people. You know, if I would have, like, a minute to talk about it, it's just hands down, that's it. You know, love what you do, just like you say, you know, about your blog talk radio, how you're trying to put everybody together. That's the same thing what I try to do with photography. It's like you can create almost anything you want, with the technology we have, and just go for it, you know.
Yeah. And so for you, as we think about some of the, you know, some of the work that you do, some might see it as provocative. Others might see as edgy, as you said, you're laughing. So, I mean,
looking at your magazine, it's like, wow, man, Cyrus wants to feature my stuff on his magazine? Are you sure? I'm like, you know, it's almost like, okay, man, let's do this, right?
Well, you know, one thing, and I think people will see when it comes to the summer issue, the issue that you're going to be in, it's one of those issues that I think the whole issue will surprise people, because we're going in a different direction because it's summer. So we're going to take it to another direction. I'm curious to see what people think about it. But do you feel that way all the time when it comes to your work? When you finish up a photo shoot, do you have that feeling, man, I wonder what people are going to say about this one?
Actually, no. As a matter of fact, no, I don't.
Really?
I love critique. You know, if I can change something, I will.
Yeah.
But if it's something that I feel like, you know what, this is, you know, like the ones that I sent you over, you know, I mean, you've seen my website. I mean, that's who I am, and I will never change that, whether what people think about what my photography style is.
Mm-hmm.
It's because at the end of the day, it's like I did an awesome job, and this is, you know, this is the final product. I spent hours and hours, you know, creating this sort of, you know, just to create art itself, you know, especially with the gas mask series. I mean, that's something that I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, that I'm going to have this opportunity going forward with it, you know. I just thought,
right.
Hey, it's just a monthly project. I mean, I'm not trying to make money out of it at first. I'm not trying to, you know, kind of, you know, it's just something that came out of, you know what I mean, say, well, let's just roll with it and see what people do think about it. I mean, honestly, yes, I do. Like, I do, like, I can't say, you know, I love and respect what people say, but again, at the end of the day, I just look at it, it's like, you know what, it's my art. That's, you know, whether you like it or not, you know?
Right.
Not to
right.
be forward, but, you know.
And, you know, I think
I'm
that is something.
I'm the same way with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, it's same thing with you. I mean, I'm sure you created this magazine for yourself and not just for, you know, I mean, if somebody had something to say about it, I'm sure you'd be like, okay, cool, you know,
right? Right, exactly, and I think that's a really good point. I want to talk about that independence because that is not something we see a whole lot, so I want to come back to that. But another interesting thing, and I just want to kind of reset real quick, for those that are just tuning in either on the radio side or online, we want to thank those. I'm seeing some of the posts on Facebook, so I appreciate you guys listening in there as well. But you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to photographer Dirty Rockstar. He's talking to us not only about this journey for him that began back in middle school, but that has really been able to allow him to speak to the world through his photography and also through his craft. I was just asking him a question about the art and being able to get that feedback. And, you know, I think one thing that separates you from a lot of people out there is the fact that there are individuals who will do what they feel like they have to do in order to give people what they want. It seems like from that last comment, you don't feel that way. You don't feel as though you have to sacrifice the art just to be able to survive doing this. What gives you that type of courage? Because some people would not have that courage to be able to say, you know what, the art is what's more important, not being able to make a dollar from it. So what gives you that courage?
Inspiration from other artists. You know, people that I have met in the past, or even people that have been taking photography. You know, I mean, I'm talking about even in the 40s and the 50s. You know, perfect example, Ansel Adams. You know, he lived in Yosemite Park almost all his life by himself. You know, and he created. He was the one that was able to create what they call the zone. And I think to me, I felt like he also didn't. Not that he didn't care about the world, but he just wanted to create his own art, and he did it. You know, he did it whether people cared or not.
Right.
But, you know, soon after, you know, when he passed away, everybody wanted his art.
Right.
You know, why? Because of, you know, because he spent so much time posting. You know, I've been reading about him ever since middle school because of what he created. He wasn't really, you know, the pictures that he took were so basic, but it was at the, you know, but posting, you know, when he finally got to his lab, that's when miracle happened. You know what I mean? That this is when he started creating his own art. You know,
right.
and it's beautiful. I mean, that's the inspiration I got that I took away from that. It's like, look, at the end of the day, you're by yourself in that lab, and this is what, you know, this is what you want to show the world, whether they like it or not.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you have to sort of support that. You know, and if you can't support that, then why do it? Why bother doing it? Why bother showing other people your work? You know, and that's why I'm so gung-ho with, like, what I do and what I show people. And I'm like, well, if you don't like it, cool. There's millions of other people out there that might like it.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think that's the whole thing about anything that we do. You can't allow that one no. It's so interesting. I had Taylor Hicks on the program a couple of weeks ago, man, and one thing he said, and I never will forget this, and because he's actually a quick plug, he's in the current issue of Conversations of Magazine, but he said, you will get 100 no's before you get the one yes, but the no's will be worth it. And I thought to myself, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because some people would stop at that 99th no and say, you know what, I'm just going to give up on this. But if they just stick it out. Yeah, exactly. If they just stick it out, that yes will come. Dirty Rockstar, stay with us. We're going to take a quick 60-second break here. When we come back, I have an important question for you, because one thing that I noticed as I was getting ready for this segment, I don't see a lot of pictures of you. I'm going to talk about your own comfort in front of the camera, and also we're going to let you give your advice for our listeners as far as to the importance, and you've given some great advice already, but the importance of going for their dream and not allowing others to sway them from it. We're going to talk about that when we come back, okay?
All right.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM. For our friends on the East Coast joining us through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those listening in through BlogTalkRadio.com, stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Attention, Conversation Live listeners. Are you looking for a fun and exciting way to strike up an intimate conversation with your lover? If so, the Sex Bucket List is for you. With a page to personalize, your very own happy face stamper, and over 600 sextivities to stamp off before you kick the bucket, you'll soon discover a sexual side of yourselves that you never knew existed. Find us at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and as always, get busy getting busy.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
And we're back with Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. We're speaking to photographer Dirty Rockstar. He's joining us live to talk to us about this whole journey for him, not only as a photographer, but also just as an activist for the arts and how he's been able to stay true to it. Now, Dirty Rockstar, one thing I mentioned before that quick break was that I don't see a lot of pictures of you in front of the camera. Is that part of your comfort level being behind the scenes, or is that something that takes more out of you being in front of the camera?
Yes and no. I do. You know, you're not the first person that ever asked me, like, hey, where are your photos? You know, we want to see who this person is behind all this creative, you know, photography. I just noticed today when I pulled up the link to the Blog Talk Radio, I see that you grabbed some of my pictures on Facebook. I am starting to sort of be comfortable in front of the camera a little bit, but again, it's just something that maybe it was something that I was like, they don't really need to see who I am, really, you know. but now that I am sort of networking a little bit more, I want people to be more comfortable. It's like you kind of do have to, you know, kind of put the face with the voice, I guess, per se, you know. Especially,
right.
You know, doing this interview with you, I would want people to see who I am, and I want to, you know, want them to show, I want to show them that I am just a regular guy, you know, out in LA just doing my thing, you know.
Right.
But in the past I was never, it was just me and the camera. I mean, it was like if I can be part of it, I will once in a while. I'll take pictures with a group, you know, and if I do take group pictures, I'll normally make some faces or, you know, just trying to be, I guess, just, you know, just try to have fun with it.
Right. Right. Well, along that same line, you had actually alluded to this earlier, and it made me think to ask you about this. I noticed you had made a post about being in the magazine coming up, and it was almost as if, and you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but it's almost as if you were surprised that I had asked you about being in the magazine. You know, when you see your brand continuing to grow, when you see your work as Dirty Rockstar Photography but continue to expand, where do you see it going?
You know, at this point, I have so much work, you know, that I haven't really kind of sat down and think about. You know, I guess I'll call it the 5-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, everyone asks you that. You know, whether you're working for a company, for a business, or for your own. It's like, yeah, well, where do you see this going to? Right now, I'm just having fun with it. You know, I have, I started this project, you know, with the gas mask series. I just shot my fifth month. I'm starting to cast more because I want to be able to finish the whole year. And you know, after that, I don't know what to do with that. But I am having fun. You know, I started showcasing my gallery the last few weeks, and that I'm sort of kind of geared towards that now. You know, maybe showcasing them because I know it's important. You know, for especially for me to, for people to kind of see that too as well. And this will give me an opportunity to showcase it, you know, in a different city, let's say. You know, I did Raw Artists just last week, and they have like 46 different locations throughout the United States. Wow. And I looked at that as an opportunity. I was like, well, wait a second, you know, maybe I can do this. You know, maybe I can do a little bit more gallery. You know, but again, you know, but the feedback that I get from the gallery, it's not as strong. Again, because, you know, when people are used to seeing something, they're just, that's it. I don't want to see anything else. And when they see something different, they're like, yeah, I'll pass.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm feeling now with the gallery. But, you know, again, I mean, I'm the type of person that, you know, that I'll keep pushing for it. And like you said, you know, people will say, you know, you'll get 100 no's, and that one person will say, yeah, and you just roll with it.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
That's, yeah, I mean, so my, at the end of this year, hopefully that will be my target is, I can, you know, definitely showcase this a little bit.
And so as you are moving forward, and our listeners that are joining us through the online side of our program, especially through Blog Talk, when it comes to sticking with it, when it comes to following the dream, and when it comes to seeing it through, because I think that's such a big part of this, what advice do you give them about the importance of not giving up?
You just not giving up, kinda, you know. I've given up a lot of stuff, you know, back in the day. I always think about that, like what do I tell people? How do I inspire other people? You almost have to think, you know, there's a kid somewhere in the corner of this, you know, in our country that's probably thinking the same thing, you know, and you know what I would tell them? Just do it. Don't give up. Don't listen to anyone else. You know, go with what your heart tells you. That's what I was, you know, that's been my motto. You know, what you feel in your heart, if it's that important, just do it. And, you know, and you have to have a support system as well, too. You know, you have to meet other people that are as passionate as you are, you know, and then build up on that. You know, networking, you know, find places online. I mean, we, you know, this online, it's huge. You know, you can find other people that are also sort of passionate about what you do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to sort of walk the pavement every day to get your work out there. You know, and just don't stop. Just don't stop. You know, get inspired by other people, and that has always been my motto. You know, my ultimate motto is be positive. You know, feel positive and live positive. Because if you don't do that, then don't do it. Don't do it. Do something else. You know?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. I mean, you have to love photography, period. If you love taking pictures, just take pictures. Take 1,000 pictures. Take 10,000 pictures. It doesn't matter how many, you just have to love it. You know, and that's how passionate I am with photography.
And I think you have to be that passionate about whatever it is. Whatever your it is, I think that's the thing. You have to be willing to give everything for it. And I think that's the key to knowing if you're truly passionate. Again, photographer Dirty Rockstar has been our guest, making his first appearance here on Conversations Live, but it definitely won't be his last. Dirty Rockstar, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can find out more about your upcoming projects.
Oh, definitely. They can find me on Facebook. It's facebook.com, Dirty Rockstar. That's D-E-R-T-Y Rockstar. And I also have a website that's 500px.dirtyrockstar.com and dirtyrockstar.com, pretty much.
All right. So dirtyrockstar.com.
And I do have an upcoming gallery coming up in June. If you guys are in L.A., somewhere in L.A., if you are listening in L.A., I will be at the Monte Cristo June 20th showcasing my gallery.
Okay, and that's coming up in June. Again, DirtyRockstar.com is where you can go in. As he said, you can also find him on Facebook by looking up Dirty Rockstar. That's D-E-R-T-Y. Rockstar is where you can find him. Dirty Rockstar, we appreciate you, man, taking out the time to be with us. Man, it's been great speaking with you. Continued success, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Cyrus. I really appreciate this, man.
And no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of my conversation with Dirty Rockstar, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast. It looks like about 6 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at www.blogtalkradio.com/conversationswithmusic. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/conversationswithmusic. Now, if you're friends with me on Facebook or you follow me on Twitter, the link's already live on both of those sites. Just go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/CAWeb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4, and on Twitter you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B, and you can find a link there. Click on it, you can listen to the entire show completely for free, even through iTunes as well, you can find it there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Thank you all so much for being with us. Until next time, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.